This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Here we are, guys, our last break of the day. It's been a good day. We've had fun today.
Yes, Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, learn what fun means, too.
Well, that's going to be my closing remark, too. That's going to be my closing remark, because I want to share with people the difference between fun and joy.
Okay. All right. Let's
because
hear it.
There is a difference, and I had to learn this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too. Mm-hmm.
So here we go. You know, as I was growing up, just like most of us, we had a daily quest when we were young. As children, we only had one mission in life. After school, we wanted to go play. On Saturdays and Sundays, I want to go play. I could not wait to go outside. I wanted to go out in the snow. I wanted to play because it was fun. Now, what I didn't know was there should be a cutoff point for having fun in your life. But, oh, no, not me. I took it too far. I took fun to college. Now, I know everybody that went to college, woo, we had a blast. Well, I had too much of a blast. And then after college, kept on trying to have fun. There's a cutoff point to fun. And the thing I learned about it was, see, fun, you have to go do something or go somewhere or be around a certain people in order to have it. To go have fun, you have to manufacture it. You have to buy a ticket. You have to be at a certain place. You have to drink a certain amount. You got to be around the people that's smoking this. Now you can have fun. If you make it to this party right here, we going to have so much fun. And you keep looking for fun. But if you think about fun, man, it's always manufactured. It's something you got to be doing, seen doing. You got to be somewhere or thought of somewhere. It's always the case in having fun. And fun is always short-lived. You know, fun never lasts a long time. You never hear anybody say, well, I just had fun. Fun don't last a long time. It's a very fleeting thing. And I was teaching my sons about fun one day because we were in Vegas and they were going out. And I told them, I said, be careful out there, man. I'm going to the room. Dad, y'all come on out, man. We're going to have some fun. I said, dog, listen to me. We've had a full night. Went to see the fight. Everything was good. And now you're going to go out here, man. I'm going to just tell you right now, it's dangerous out there. Be careful. Oh, Dad, we're going to have some fun. I've discovered something about fun. If you keep having fun, there's a time limit to fun. If you stay at the club till it closes, it ain't finna be fun no more. If you drinking and you feel a buzz, but you keep on drinking, it ain't finna be fun no more. If you at a sporting event and everybody going out the parking lot, but you, y'all still trying to have fun, stay there, it's not finna be fun no more. Because fun, I discovered, I taught my children that night, fun is an acronym. F-U-N is an acronym, and I taught it to him. I said, son, if you keep having fun too long, it's effed up now. That's what fun stands for. Too much fun, and it's effed up now. Boy, they laughed. They went out that night in Vegas. The next morning, I saw them. They looked disheveled. They in bad shape. I said, what happened? Man, Dad, we was at the club, man. Dude got shot and killed. Then the police surrounded the building. We stayed in there, man. We didn't get home until 5:30. You know why? Because they was having fun. And too much fun, it got effed up now. F-U-N. It's effed up now. And that's what fun is. They said, Dad, what about you? I said, I like to have joy. They said, what's the difference between joy and fun? I said, joy is a feeling that I have on the inside that resides in me most of the time. And when I'm with myself, within myself, or by myself, I found that I have a residing peace in me that gives me a certain joy, that I enjoy being alone, or I just enjoy just being with my girl. That's joy to me, that I can sit up and watch my grandchildren play, that I can take my family on vacation and watch them enjoy themselves. That puts a joy in me. That joy that I have, it's not manufactured or superficial. The joy that I have, that residing peace, is because I have a relationship with God. God has given me the peace that I have in my life today. I wish I had discovered this years ago. I could have saved myself a world of trouble. But I didn't, because I was like a lot of people. I was pursuing fun, trying to have it as many times as I could, going to have fun. If I could have understood about this residing peace, that it's okay to be with me, that I don't need a bunch of outside stimulation to feel good anymore, that I can sit back, close my eyes, and be grateful and find joy, that I can sit up and just watch TV and be in perfect peace and joy, that I can walk around and ride my bike or walk down to the river and just have joy. I could put my headsets on and listen to some music and just have joy. Joy to me is better than having fun. That's the difference, though, between fun and joy. One is manufactured and one is provided with an everlasting peace and relationship with God. If I was you, I'd look for some of that joy. You feel me? Those are my closing remarks today. I hope you got something out of it. If not, don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing. Maybe you'll like that one there. But in the meantime, y'all do yourself a favor here. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. Oh,
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.